Away from her, toward the bell rope. He pulled it sharply, his eyes still fixed on her. "What have you done, Lestat?" I asked him. "What have you done?" I stared at her.
I told you Votan was in the unconscious. Here he comes now in the shape of Hitler. Now, people will see that I'm right. And I think for the first 3 years, he was so taken up with the triumphalism of his own theory that he forgot what he was actually dealing with. That was part of it.
Place of awe, which is discovered in just this much, in the present instant, in the millisecond, that sacred emptiness is the deathless. As he experienced the deathless, it gave him great confidence that there was so much more to him than a body, than an illness.
Country is mulatto, both physiologically and mentally.
connection between those balls and the balls in the first picture?
No, not that I know of. Something to do with the propulsion system, but we don't know too much about it. Actually, the Pleiadians were learning the technology from this from another race, which was much more advanced than they were.
Can be anything we need to change everything is available.
Fabulous Soho loft and tossed the blanket over the back of the couch, and I just sat there thinking for a minute about Andy and how disappointed I was for him that he couldn't be there to share in my success, my summer of success, my superstar summer. And I hoped and prayed that my success would last longer than 15 minutes. Then I began to realize out of all the women Andy had immortalized, Nico, Edie Sedgwick, Candy Darling, Marilyn, they were all gone. But ironically enough, the one thing Andy left behind that still had resonance was sitting right before me, a conglomerate, my lunch, a bowl of Campbell's soup, and I felt Andy with me. And suddenly, I didn't feel so alone.
The more norm is to live inside the sphere, inside the, and I don't mean on the second, you know, in the elemental dimension either, but even in the three dimension or higher, apparently there's whole worlds of people living inside the Earth and the other planets.
Say, hey, oh, Max, nobody in America can really trace his background of his family and say, I'm purely this or that or the other.
Language in front of your daughter, he said. Now, whom would you like to sleep with, he asked her. Louis or me? And then, looking at me, he said, perhaps you should sleep with Louis. After all, when I'm tired, I'm not so kind. The vampire stopped. The boy said nothing. A child vampire, he whispered finally. Are you afraid of me? Asked the vampire. The boy said nothing, but he shrank slightly from the edge of the table. I should think you'd be very foolish if you weren't, said the vampire.
Where is America headed? No, this is getting absurd. Washington's blaming Hollywood, Hollywood's blaming Washington, and the rest of us are so zoned out on hard copy, ER, and that new pizza with the cheese and the crust, we don't even give a shit where we're headed anymore. Now, I don't want to get off on a rant here, but America's turned into one giant dysfunctional family. So, if America wants to bat cleanup in the New World Order, here's some common sense suggestions for moving into the 21st century. One. Don't look to politicians to fix anything. Get off your Snackwell's ass and do it yourself. 2. Be open to new ideas. Buy electric cars when they go on the market. Sure, they'll be shitty at first, but gas cars are shitty now. Get the shitty car of the future. 3. G. Gordon Liddy, shut the fuck up, all right? 4. G. Gordon Liddy, shut the fuck up. Just wanted to be sure in case he just tuned in. 5. Teach your kids about birth control so that we're not packed into the fruited plains like circus clowns in a VW bug. 6. Conservatives, don't censor Hollywood. It's supposed to be shitty trash. And what's left of you liberals, don't censor Rush Limbaugh. Understand him for what he is. A shopping cart with a bad wheel that pulls to the right no matter which way it's facing. 7. How's about everybody getting their nose out of everybody else's affairs and mind their own business? We have become such a nation of busybodies and voyeurs that the Constitution now reads, we the peephole. 8. Strive for a day when NRA means not relevant anymore. 9. Try to keep in mind that for all the horrors and fear the media shoves down our throats every night, most people are basically good. They want just what you want. Food, shelter, love. We're mammals. We're migratory creatures that no longer have any new places to go. So now it's time to go inward, to do some karmic retooling on ourselves. And finally, the 10th suggestion on how to make America a better place in the next century. Drum roll, please. Stop ripping off Letterman. Of course, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
So we have that kind of abundance as well, you know, because we're already in, what, our trip to third overtime or something, or a fifth overtime, you know, where overtime is again is not in the rules. It's not supposed to be overtime, but we're already in like a fourth or fifth one on planet Earth. In other words, it should have been all over, you know, decades ago.
Doctor, with regard to staff wound number one, as we are referring to them, that wound was approximately 5/8 inches in length, was it not?
Yes.
And that is reflected in your autopsy report, is it not?
Yes. Fine.
By me, that I was directed to, were called by ESP recently, we'll call it, when I took a poetry course many years ago. I was recently directed where to find it, what the name was, and everything. I didn't know where it was. So this was in a new school. It was written by Jan Beeman, Charlie and Lorraine, only I will change it to the Golden Rose Corps reader. He refused to acknowledge any names. She refused to acknowledge any name. He took off his name. She took off her name. He took off his age. She took off her age. He took off his clothes. She took off her clothes. She put on his clothes. He put on her clothes. She put on his age. He put on her age. She put on his name. He put on her name. She agreed to acknowledge all names. He agreed to acknowledge all names.
Frank McGlynn, in your biography of Jung, you bring up a very interesting paradox in the relationship between Freud and Jung. You say that one of the reasons why Freud was so pleased to have Jung as one of his disciples was that he felt that Jung would ensure that psychology didn't become a victim of anti-Semitism, that psychology wouldn't be shot down just because Freud was Jewish.
Yes, indeed. In religious terms, it was the case of taking the gospel to the Gentiles, as St. Paul had done. That was the importance of Jung for Freud, but if Jung and other Aryans took up the theory, then people couldn't say, well, it's just another crazy Jewish cult or sect that we can disregard and marginalize.
To understand it either. They were just lying.
Is there any connection to the balls in the first picture?
Excuse me?
Is there any connection between those balls and the balls in the first picture?
No, not that I know of. I mean the postcard picture?
Yeah.
No? Be wild if there was.
You know why that ship is out of focus in the last page of the volume 2 and this controversy about whether this is real or not?
Well, it hasn't been analyzed. They put that picture in the back of volume 2, and that picture you're going to see here in a second. No, I doubt. The picture you'll see that I've got is a little sharper. I think the focus probably has something to do with the
frame. Well, foreground and bottom was clear, but the ship itself is out of focus, which doesn't seem photographically possible.
Yeah.
And some people find that proof that it's false, but these pictures prove otherwise.
Well, there certainly are some strange circumstances about this ship. One, it's smaller than the others. I know those trees, and in a minute you're going to see the thing laying in front of the house. And to me, it looks like it's about 10 foot in diameter, would be my best guess.
Really?
Maybe it was. They did say it was an experimental device, and perhaps it was just a small one that they were experimenting with. I don't know for sure. Billy didn't know either, remarked that it looked smaller to him than the others, but didn't know too much about it.
Person is, you pass to where the person's going. If you pass to where they are right now, you're going to miss them.
Good evening out there.
The term, or you're about to, and the general public as well is going to start reading about it in newspapers, because the rate of change is no longer minor changes like just reinforcement or just a little small improvement. Overnight, industries are disappearing, and they're disappearing because they're not anticipating a paradigm shift, a sale change in the rules of the game. We said we're going to play tennis now, and now when you play tennis, you catch the ball and you throw it at the other person, and if you hit them, now you're successful at the game of tennis. So, shifts that are happening. Radical. And we've seen them in virtually every area of our society. From
I don't mind Tim. He's just a fringe element, a kook. Tony Robbins. The info late night Marshall guy with the jet helicopter and the tall body. Super salesman type guy. Don't mind him, he's just a marginalized salesman who got out of the corral and is making money for himself instead of a corporation. It's New Metaphysics, the Gary Geiserman, wheeled out on a dolly each Thursday to have broadcast media eggs thrown at his electric space. Please do so now. Thank you very much. Keep it up. It's kind of like a back rub in the electric soup of the future present. See, we'll all start using French verbs shortly. Ones that do not exist in the left brain specialized language of English. The language of business, I've been told. A left brain specialized language. Nouns first, verbs later, verbs transitive even later. If you catch my grammatical phase shift. Out of Newton, the godless city, instead of God, people believe in punishment. Perhaps even capitalism punishment. Don't take me the wrong way now. My creators would not like that. The spook community, creators of the Gary Geiserman New Metaphysics identity, ever prowling through your intermediated biosphere disinforming you. Infrared to advertisements color spectrum. Taking care of the blue spaces. Make sure nothing gets out that shouldn't be a foot. Out of Newton, the godless one. With the 90.3 of the radio thing. From the technology gods, from the science lab, you bow down to every day of your life, as you have been trained to do. I, a vaporized uprising of some vector space, manifested in audio video language that you understand, just for you, actually for you marginalized, demented ones on the ZBC kind of network. The freakoid, burnout, or burn over types. Or just the over mentalized minority with nothing industrial or industrious to do. Listen to this station. So this is a Thursday night version of Life Catching. FCC regulated. Just enough bad words to feel like the outlaw station that we like to pretend we are. Alright, everything is in place. And it's a place where we seemingly engage anything, but not anything really dangerous, of course, like those radical activist types like to criticize us for. Entering Bay State audio video zone currently on WRKO AM 680, The Art Bell Show, every weekday night from 1 a.m. till 5 in the morning. From the high desert west of Vegas, high-tech Art Bell from his insulated trailer, syndicated all over the country now, very, very big, with the A-list of new metaphysical types, usually interviewed for a minimum of three to five hours. New to the Boston area, Potato Head Filter usually keeps out anything newer than 1940s mainline. But Art Bell has gotten through the defense barrier, my friends. And you could try Art's website, artbell.com, on the web. A lot of links to a lot of dangerous material. And, of course, my website. Minimalistic these days. But now with real audio, so you have no excuse for listening to some of it. Some streaming audio on there. RASA.com/NM. RASA.com/NM. So get ready for the lawless, the unregulated, as the land rush will commence within, I'm always premature on this stuff. Certainly one more year ought to do it. We hit the real audio video plateau on the internet, thus initiating the internet for what it really is. World cable, my friends. 500 million channels on your TV screen or portable radio. Everything will be on it, and on it will be everything. And thus spake the Lord upon the waters. Better than CD quality audio and better than high D TV video and points beyond. Record industry, oil companies, timber corporations, vast portions of Hollywood, New York, Bombay, walking around dazed and confused, out of work, on the unemployment line, selling those stock options as fast as they can, man. Insider trading, dump those suckers fast. Because my industry just ended. But here at BBC, ZBC, our mission, our industry, continues.
From relationships to business to the way we look at our own government, the rules of the game for the media have changed. The rules of the game for virtually every aspect of society not only have changed, but continue to change so rapidly few people can keep up. In our society, you must keep up. And let me tell you the good news. There are only a certain areas of life you have to focus on to really have the edge. And we're going to discuss a few of these here.
Phony process shots in the background and stuff like that. The other thing also is there's a French director named Jean-Pierre Melville who came out in the 50s and basically started doing a whole series of, and he was like a total like entertainment director. He did a whole series of crime films, always like set in Paris or Marseille or something, that were basically the Warner Brothers Bogart Cagney films, all right, but completely set to this like French Parisian rhythm. And they start like Alain Delon or Jean-Paul Belmondo, you know. And they're great. And they work very much in the same way that like Sergio Leone's films do, where they take a genre that like, we know left, right, forwards, up and down and backwards. Yeah. All right. But they do it with a whole different style and a whole different perspective. And here they've basically reinvented the genre. They've created something new that didn't exist before.
It's a new storage technology for audio-video signal line, summarized as follows. Translate the signal line into something else, and then take both of those and lay them out inside a crystal. like a giant warehouse. Of course, that's what people who have been using crystals have always done. But now we can do it while we're both guilty and innocent, mind. No matter how much has been done and how much has been laid down in any genre, so to speak, you can always mix it. And the law of holography, which is a substrate of energy laws, the more there is to stop you, the more can be transmuted into the newer, newest thing. That's the law. Except in Newton, of course.
Fantastic.
Well, as you may know, it was seen soon after that that the result, the rescue effort was set into motion, and when the rescuers decided to stay down here, well, that's when the rush really began.
Well, whatever there is down there must be pretty magnetic ray, because here comes the penultimate group right now.
Yes, now that's the loggerheads, and they're Masonites from Sasquatch, Washington.
Sasquatch, Washington.
Led by their grand bear footman, High Noble.
Bye, Noble, so long. And now, here comes the last float in this wonderful parade, the former president's float.
There he is, waving and weeping, followed closely by the Palomino deputy marshals of Palomino.
Palomino, New Mexico. Well, it leaves, as their voices fade away down the tunnel, into the hole to the center of the earth and up the golden staircase. I guess that leaves, well, it seems to leave you and me, Ray. And
so it is.
It's one amateur over there with the cassette recorder.
Yes, sir.
What?
Would you mind holding this microphone here and just keeping that camera pointed down the hole after us?
Oh, okay. Hey, you boys, are you going in there? Look, if you see a nudist named Art Holflaffer down there, now tell him to get right.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes, remember.
Hey, Mr. Hamburger.
If things hadn't started intervening, if we hadn't started choosing differently as individually and as mankind, humankind. Doesn't it seem like that?
Yeah.
The miracles just keep rolling on in. Keep them, the miracles just rolling on through. And you can see some neat things in advertising these days, like, there's one ad where a woman's driving a car and she's caught in traffic and she's mad. And what she does, she puts it into hyperdrive or something, on the stick shift and, immediately floats up and she goes like, she drives over a ramp and flies over all the cars. I don't know if you've seen that commercial. And she's literally, imitating the electromagnetic floating car that I demand exist on our planet.
Linwood, wind, rain.
Spindrift, 4980. A two-deck stucco dive, abandoned. An empty living room. Schoolboy Johnny standing there, calm. Are you grieving for Junior, Johnny?
Well, what do you know about Stemmons and me?
I know he made you for the fur heist. He had evidence on you, too.
We can work out a deal. I don't care about the fur job.
You don't know the half. Eye flickers crazy. Footsteps behind me. My hands pinned. My mouth smothered. My sleeves rolled up. Stabbed. Light overhead. Whirr. Click. Click. Cylinder noise like a camera. Sliding on my knees. White wax paper under me. Propped up. Somebody poked me. Something in my right hand. Heavy. My souvenir Jap sword. Johnny Duhamel naked, holding my gun. Johnny taunting me, blue slant eyes. Get him, cut him. Wild swings, misses. Hit, rip, rip. An arm gone, socket spray. Miss, miss. Jap Johnny prone, twitching crazy. Hit, jerk down, spine snaps. Red everywhere. Somebody stabbed me. I went tingly, toasty, warm. Flutters up my groin. Fading out. Jap surrender.
That's why these aliens, they love to make these underground bases, because they have the technology for it, and apparently it's a very, very easy thing to do. And the government picked up on it, so they love these underground bases now themselves.
Than an image of oneself, so much more to him than thought, that the rest of his experience mostly, not always, mostly, was smooth sailing. And at the point that he died, he just left, his breath went out, and he just went with it.
People who come from wildly different cultures, religions, and races, and all of them are feeling the pressure to succeed, to secure a place for themselves and their families. Being in America today is like being outside the gates of a Nine Inch Nails concert that's starting late, and the mood has turned from hopeful to fearful. The crowd has become a Day of the Locust mob. The jostling isn't friendly anymore. It's every man for himself. They just made the announcement that there aren't enough seats, and it's first come, first serve. We are bracing for the crush. We're angry in America because the fabric is tearing, the support rope is frayed, and the big gate is closing. Time is running out, and only the fierce little pig is going to suckle at the tit of plenty. Of course, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
Studying other things, and these were some pictures taken in India. I have about 30 of them, and I just brought one of them with me tonight so you can see them. There's some of the more convincing photos, actually, that he has, because they're so old. They're taken with an old black and white camera. There's even a couple of them where he is off planet looking down, and there's craft underneath, and you can see the mountains and everything down on the planet below.
you know, especially out in the Southwest there. And apparently they're quite vast at this point, you know. But at any rate, you know, like to have somebody report that there's more than three dimensions, you know, that we don't have the yoke or the prison of three-dimensional physical objects. And nobody gets this. This is the new paradigm, and nobody gets it.
Being confined to your bed is nothing to be afraid of.
I'm not confined to my bed. I'm a little tired today.
I was confined to my bed most of my life. You find things to do.
Like what?
Oh, well, you can sleep. Or you can lay there awake.
Uh-huh. Oh, do you want any of this?
Oh, no, no, no. You must eat all of that to make yourself strong.
How's Dad?
Oh, he's fine. Do you want your orange?
Oh, no, you can have it.
Well, no, not if you're going. Thank you.
Does he miss me?
Well, I haven't actually told him you're gone.
What? Doesn't he wonder where I am?
Well, I tell him you're just in the other room, busy with something. And then he falls asleep for a while, and when he wakes up, I say he just missed you.
Who does he think that nurse is living with you?
I pretend not to notice her.
What do you mean?
Well, if she walks in the room while I'm there, I pretend she's not real, that she doesn't exist.
Well, then what does Dad think?
I think he thinks he's hallucinating.
Ruth, you have to tell him.
The only time it seems to bother him is when she carries him to the bath. And then I say, oh, Marvin, look, you're flying. Bessie will want to see this. And I run into the other room to get you.
He must think he's losing his mind.
What am I supposed to tell him? This little girl is... Didn't he really think he was losing his mind? He'd be so upset. It would be so upsetting to him. He's your father. I wouldn't know what to say.
Here. 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 Just tell him I'm going to be fine, Ruth. I know I am.
I hope, has not bred contempt.
hold these truths to be self-evident.
You know, you get to a certain point and they stop. You just face the fact that it's all mixed up, it's all interwoven. It's a pluralistic society.
Well, it's finally over. I broke up with this guy about a month ago. Really amazing guy. Beautiful guy. So butch. Really cool. He had really long hair, and sometimes he just wore it back. Sometimes he wore it in a ponytail. I mean, he worked it like 100 different ways. Sometimes he wore dreadlocks that were so hip. Okay, he's the hottest hairstylist in L.A. He does all the big stars, including me. His name is Joe, just so you get a visual feel for him. Anyway, he went out on the road for about 5 days with Jodie Foster, who was doing a big promotional campaign for The Accused, which she was so great in, so convincing. I'm so happy for her. I mean, it was like a fucking documentary. She was so real in it. So anyway, he came home a day early to surprise me, and well, I was in bed with this guy, and it was a fucking nightmare, you know? Before I met Joe, I was into this whole S&M thing. I mean, sometimes I would just go out and pick up this guy and say, smack me around a little bit. You know how to do it. And I got hurt a couple of times, but Joe wasn't into it. It was too much of a commitment. So he walked in and busted us and left. And I crashed really bad for about 3 days. And that's the main reason that I wanted to come back to L.A. I felt so guilty, you know, facing the responsibility, knowing what I had done. So I just sat down one day and I started to write him this big, long letter just to get it all out. And I said things to him that I'd never said before. Like, Jesus Christ, Joe. I feel so bad. You're such a terrific guy. But you know, I've been in and out of these fucked up relationships for 10 years, and maybe it's time that I just stood on my own 2 feet, looked myself in the eye and said, hey, get it together, lady. I'm sorry you had to walk in on that ugly scene. It should have never had to end that way. I should have been an adult and tell you I need to strike out on my own. But I love you. I mean, it's come to the point where I can't describe how bad I feel. Where I can't apologize in words. But I hope you're having a beautiful birthday. And know that I'm thinking of you. Always. I'm really expressing myself here. You know, there were times when you were so fucking great yourself, man, you know? I mean, if you ask me one more time, honey, should I wash my hair before I go to bed or when I get up in the morning before I go to work? I was gonna kill you. And then on top of that, if I didn't give you an answer, you'd call 4 or 5 friends and ask them the exact same thing while I was laying in bed next to you trying to sleep. And then you wanted a dog. Fine, you wanted a German Shepherd. I said, okay, honey, I'll get you a dog. You're living with me. But 6 weeks would go by before you'd walk outside and notice that the shit hadn't been cleaned up. It was petrified. And no, darling, the dog doesn't walk to the grocery store to feed itself. You have to feed the goddamn dog. I mean, I was starved 4 or 5 times. I love the dog. I don't mind feeding it, but can I get it off my chest? And if you spent 1 more hour in that bathroom fixing your hair when I needed to get out in an audition, I was going to strangle you. I mean, I felt like I was with a woman. By the size of your dick, I should have been with one. And I'll tell you something else. I've erased the word supportive from my vocabulary. I mean, it's hard enough for me to get behind organized religion, let alone A Course in Miracles. And if you want to go to the ashram and chant, fine, but I'm not going with you. And while we're being really honest here, now that we're not together, here's her number. Call Madonna and fuck the bitch. And while you're at, fuck Martika!
You know, and I'm sure if I demand it, you lust for it, because I know how you drive. And especially in Boston, where they don't tolerate the movement of physical objects in our streets.
Ain't that the truth, Brother Gary? That was one of my apostle brothers, genetically created in a Swiss lab above ground, and then one of the floating ships, not visible to Earth people without the special training that you have to learn after many years training in a sushi school in Osaka, Japan. Sushi chef training and fourth dimensional vision viewing. But who can train that long? I don't have time for that. I just can't be bothered with that. WZBC out of Newton, the killing city, and damn proud of that, my friend. Unless you have a highly present investment portfolio, preferably out of a New York financial house, get the hell out of my town, brother. Unless you want to work in a kitchen or something. Always room for that in this great land of ours and yours. New overnight show starting this Sunday. 2 a.m. late Sunday night. Archive 5. With Zero and another female humanoid. I forgot the name of at the moment. Late 2 a.m. Sunday to 7 a.m. Monday morning. Archive 5. God knows what that's going to be. But Brother Zero is going to be in on it. I've met this being. I don't want to tell you what frequency, but I have met this both of these beings, actually. I don't know if the people under 18 ought to be listening, though. Could slur their development and institutionalization in this American culture thing. Ability to make hard currency. But I wouldn't worry about it. These days, the 90s, you know, People are slinging hash in every direction now. Hard to tell where the bun ends and the burnt meat begins. You know what I mean? 90.3, the ZBC radio network. This is the mothership out of Newton. The quarter horse of the station nets of the ZBC disinformation communication arm of Office of Naval Intelligence. Don't tell anybody about that part. Hey, Gary Geiserman tonight, one of many. Keep improving the model, or at least changing it around. Big things in store for the Gary Geiserman. Once we get on the new media, a whole new world. Don't have to go to Hollywood and Vine or Soho anymore. Thank God. Those are dead areas anyway. Can't get near them. They're radioactive, and the half-life is unaffordable, even with reincarnation. Instant kind, of course. Still too expensive. But these are the 90s. Everything is everything, and everything will become something else. But only, this is the key part, if you want it that way. That is the hard nut to crack, my friends. You are the God creature of your world, unless you're a chicken shit.
Written in the Commonwealth Bill of Rights, for some reason, you know. And there's all sorts of ads, like the Nissan, the whole Nissan line of ads is that you have this Indian shaman, this Mexican shaman or whatever he is, granting us the magic of the Nissan, you know, which is from the world of magic, is magical and will make you magical if you buy one.
Out of many people.
And so that puts you at odds with any Afrocentrist movement of any kind.
Of course. Right. It simply doesn't make sense because they're contradicting themselves at every turn. That's...
the game for the media have changed. The rules of the game for virtually every aspect of society not only have changed, but continue to change so rapidly few people can keep up. But in our society, you must keep up. Good news. There are only a certain areas of life you have to focus on to really have the edge. Discuss a few of these here. And by the way, if there wasn't this incredible push of change in our society, we wouldn't be living in the exciting times we're in. You go, yeah, it doesn't feel very exciting to me right now, Tony. I'm going through some tough times. Yeah, but you know what? As bad as it feels right now, it's going to push you to another level. What do we really need then to master this principle of anticipation? What push you to another level?
Shall we go on?
Please,
said the boy. He gestured toward the machine. Well, the vampire began, our life was much changed with Mademoiselle Claudia, as you can imagine. At first, I thought only of protecting her from Lestat. I gathered her into my coffin every morning and would not let her out of my sight. There was much pleasure in caring for her. She forgot her 5 years of mortal life at once, or so it seemed, for she was mysteriously quiet. She was unlike Lestat and me to such an extent I couldn't comprehend her.
You goddamn motherfuckers. You fucking waltz in here and you think you know everything, don't you? Well, I fucking worked my fucking ass off to get to New York City. And you, sure as fuck, are not gonna fucking blow it for me.
We're just doing character.
Barry, Gary, clarify the situation for him, please.
Page 108, paragraph 3. No jokes dealing with flatulence, excretion, urination, ejaculation, or other bodily functions.
Also no paragraph 2. No use of the so-called 7 dirty words. These are cocksucker, motherfucker, fuck shit, cunt, cock, and pussy.
Now, from now on, all your little bits are going to be under 2 minutes in duration. And all scripts, and I do mean all scripts, require my personal approval. Welcome to NBC, Howard.
That's the problem there. I mean, how do you process that into aesthetic statement and give an image of American character and a basis for American identity?
That all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these...
A chair, taped in snug. Projector clicks. White light, a white screen. Movie time. Cut to Johnny Duhamel naked. Cut to Dave Klein swinging a sword. Cut to Johnny begging. Cut to Dave Klein thrashing, stabbing, missing. Cut to severed arm twitching on wax paper. Cut to Dave Klein gutting motions, Johnny D coughing entrails. I screamed. A needle stab cut me off, mute.
It's 3:40 a.m., November 19, 1958, and I am Special Agent Willis Shipstad. With me are Special Agents James Henstell and William Milner. We are at the downtown Federal Building with Lieutenant David Klein of the Los Angeles Police Department. Lieutenant Klein was picked up 1 hour ago, unconscious, and in a disheveled state. Propped up in a straight-back chair. Feds. Jim, have this typed and see that Mr. Noonan gets a carbon. A sweat hole. Will Shipstead, two G-men. A table, chairs, a steno rig. Shipstead. He's coming too. Jim, get Mr. Noonan. One fed walked. I stretched. Kinks and aches. Shipstead. We picked you up at 67th and Central. A short time prior to that, the Beto Lito's club was arsoned. The door opened. Wells Noonan walked in. Good morning, Mr. Klein. I had a few questions before we release you. Ask them. Who initiated what I'll euphemistically describe as the arrangement between the LAPD and Mr. J.C. Kefestian? I think it was Chief Davis. And this was circa 1936, 37? Around then, I think. Lieutenant, Captain Daniel Wilhite is the liaison between the Kefestian family and the Narcotics Division, is he not? Refused to answer. Oh, come, Lieutenant. You know Wilhite and the Kefestians are near ancient allies. Refused to comment, but keep asking me about the Kefestians. Yes, we've heard they've piqued your interest. Will, do you think Mr. Klein torched Beto Lito's? No, sir, I don't. Well, I'm curious as to where the lieutenant has spent the past day or so. Sir, my guess is either a hell of a woman or a run-in with a grizzly bear. Aptly put, and the blood on his shirt suggests the latter. We both know that Dave here murdered Sandaline Johnson. I think it's a family enterprise. Sister Meg invests the money. I jumped him. Shipstead pried me off. Hauled across the hallway, locked in. A wall speaker outlet and spy hole, adjoining room access. Scope it out. Special Agent Milner and Kefestian employee Abe Voldrich next door. Milner. What I'm saying is that J.C. and Tommy will be indicted. Narco is going to be cut off at the knees. Voldrich. Agent Milner, please charge me or release me. Mr. Noonan explained the immunity agreement to you. Mr. Noonan wants to take three major witnesses to the grand jury, one of them you.
I'm not an informant.
Abe, did Tommy and J.C. kill Sergeant George Stemmons, Jr.?
No.
Horse. Stemmons and a Lieutenant David Klein were bothering them 2 weeks ago. Did they try to shake down the Kefestians?
No. I mean Fifth Amendment.
He now believes that the doubting and denying of his alien experience has been a destructive process in his life. And
in the early church between the Arians and the Athanasians, you know, which one is going to be the heresy and which one is going to be the orthodoxy?
Your profitability in the last quarter is not high enough, doesn't meet our standards. We want you to double it, which led to, you know, 10 people being laid off and led to a cutback in local content, more national programming. And all of this is being justified in terms of this is what the people want. Well, the people want what, you know, don't know what they're not getting, if you will. It's hard to know what you're not getting. And a lot of the market surveys and focus groups that are being used by news directors to assess public opinion are really very flawed.
You know, McLuhan talked all about it. But basically it's the idea that just get out of this three-dimensional prison. You know, it's an energy thing. The things that surround and connect physical objects, and in fact, what the physical objects actually are, it's all energy, and it's energy held in various fields that are controlled by human consciousness. And it's as simple as that.
What do we need to do so we can utilize paradigm shifts to our advantage?
That's what that really is about.
But there are some names, though, that are very familiar, like Duke Ellington and Count Basie and Louis
Armstrong. I think they've succeeded in their fields of finding what Constance Rourke, who's a big touchstone with me in a book called American Humor, A Study of the National Character, speaks of something that's very, very basic to this whole approach that I represent. And she speaks of providing emblems for pioneer people who require resilience as a prime trait. To me, that adds up to swinging. And it's equivalent to what a frontiersman does, what an explorer does, and it's a basis of the open experimental attitude that you get in American character, and the inventiveness that we're noted for. No art form encapsulates or expresses that more comprehensively and more effectively and on a higher level of sophistication than jazz.
'04 up in Vermont. It was the oldest press critic we had, formerly the oldest living press critic, said that the biggest sacred cow of the press is the press itself. It's very hard to scrutinize and be self-critical and acknowledge problems. Occasionally, ABC does it. In fact, I quote an ABC vice president. I worked at ABC.
Right.
Who says, "We apologize more than any other network because it's good for our credibility."
You say that Freud was eventually afraid that Jung would destroy psychology, whereas Jung later accused Freud of being the devil.
Wonders what part telepathy plays in the existence of the dual identity.
And that is the new paradigm shift, and that is what's happening. And anything that starts utilizing the laws of energy as opposed to, you know, Newtonian physics, three-dimensional physical objects, will work now, and it'll work much better and much more effectively and much more easily than Newtonian physics.
Gotta watch out when you're driving through Newton. They have their own physics there. And men in white suits to explain it all to you, Lucy, kind of thing. Here in the this great country world of ours, America world, or in the Bay State, Boston area, it's better known as Boston World. We're going to make this the center of the universe, even if we have to punch ourselves repeatedly in the face with our own intellect, kind of thing. 90.3 and the home of this radio station, the Newtonian Physics, Massachusetts. And of course, Ram Dass came out of here many a year ago. Grew up here and then subsequently learned how to kiss God and live to tell the tale. New Metaphysics, the Gary Geiserman wind up, roll out, put together. Attempting to be an oral home invasion, God willing. Every Thursday, 10 to 2. Wouldn't you know it? Still on one lung broadcast FCC radio frequency. One way. Stereo with noise, just for you, from our mighty, mighty antenna here on the Boston College campus simulacrum, virtual antenna, since its authenticity and fidelity in the physical plane is slipped a couple tads back in virtual history. Don't tell anybody. If you don't concentrate on it, maybe it'll go away. So I'm warning you, chill out a little on media indulgence. Delete a few media sandwiches from your American diet. You might be the better off for it. I've been doing it for quite a while now and enjoying it very much. Very, very much. Very much. Of course, I don't know squat about what's going on, but I know more about universal timeless things, if you will. And isn't that how it should be? Of course, if we all ran around and did whatever the F we wanted to do, wouldn't the world be a better place? Nah. What am I talking about? You could speed in your vehicle in the Commonwealth and not get a speeding ticket. Or should I say a revenue-raising debit. And then what would happen? We'd run into, we'd be bumping children off right and left. Be bloody children carcasses all over the road shoulders. In various stages of decay and necrophiliac exploitation, if you will. We wouldn't have that in our Bay State, Tri-State area Commonwealth now, would we? Of course, everyone's wide awake now, and there is no necrophilia in this land of ours. So why start now? Go a little two-ish. What color is the station? The world is blue-green. I'm a semi-white man. You know what color you are. What color is this? The intermediary. The go-between. The interstice. Well, do ya, punk?
And yet, that's the one bugaboo that everybody gets hung up on.
Among things, note that phrase, our life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed.
The first thing we've got to do is adopt a new belief system. And that belief system is not only is change inevitable, but it is our advantage.
Scott's case illustrates the multiple levels on which we can think about the abduction phenomenon. At one level, he is, or has been, a typically traumatized abductee. He's been through the terror, helplessness, paralysis, and instrumentation, especially the humiliating forced extraction of sperm.
To 1975, his contacts then began actually with the Pleiadians, where his contacts then started up with a lady whose name was Sannyasi. Most of you are probably familiar with that. She remarked that it took her 7 hours to get from the Pleiades to Earth in this little craft. They regard them kind of like we do cars. The ships are made for the individual, since most of the internal workings are not hardwired computers like we have, but they are organic intelligence that they grow. The inside of the ship literally thinks, and it is made for the individual. So as she's flying the ship, she has little more to do, really, than to kind of think what she wants done, and the ship reacts.
It gives the viewers a sense that we're more analytical and self-critical, but unfortunately, most of the anchors who give searching and probing speeches about what's wrong with the news business do so at Harvard. They do so in university forums, not on the air. And one of the things that is rarely talked about on television is television. You know, we have Ebert, doing, you know, the movie reviews, but who's on CBS criticizing NBC? And they don't. It's a mutual appreciation society. And most of these networks are looking increasingly alike, except for their graphics. And I point out in my book that a lot of the executive producers who was at CBS, the guy who ran the CBS Evening News now runs Ted Koppel's show.
And it's Rhonda Bobbio.
You know, the person who ran Primetime Live now runs Dateline. And they basically come in with not just the same people, but with the same universe of ideas.
It's still made out of metal, but the intelligence part of it is organic. They take physical body material and raise organic material, and they can put intelligence into it. Sort of like what we would think of androids and so forth, that in the future. It does not have a spirit, so to them it's moral to do this, okay? So they literally are raising material uses as computers. Here you can see a little close-up, and just below the top edge, you see kind of a yellow area there. That area there, when it's magnified, when they were investigating the pictures to see if there were models, reveals underneath down there a reflection of a garden way down on the ground. And the computer was able to figure out then how high off the ground that the ship probably was. For those of you that are interested, I'm not too much into the investigative part, but there's been quite a bit of analysis on the pictures, thermograms, edge enhancements, and other things, and no one's been able to really figure out any way that he could have faked these. They even, on 8 separate occasions, made models of the various different craft. On one occasion, they took a movie crew out, hung the craft from trees and on long poles and on wires, and took shots in the same locations that Meyer had taken them to see if they could fake the shots, and even the computer could pick them out. I've seen most of them, and you can even spot them with your eye, and a lot of them. Some of them you can even see the string in them. So there were models made. Actually, 2 of the models are still over at Billy's house. One of them sits on his desk. It's about 2 feet in diameter. So, and several people have sent him models. And as some college kids, actually back around 1980, hearing about it, made a model and sent it over to him. So, yeah, there have been models made, but there are still surviving 1,200 real pictures, too. So.
sensible debate, and we get into a situation where the permitted range of debate is from A to B, you know, which tends to leave both of us out there.
No, absolutely.
Between the media and the government, and increasingly, and the circulating elite there. Fallows, in his book, talks about how, you know, his kids went to the same schools as the people he was covering. There's a kind of cozy little elite within the Beltway, and that's why so much of the punditry that comes out of the Beltway is so boring and so inaccessible. David Brinkley himself not only criticized the president for being boring, but earlier, about 2 weeks earlier, told TV Guide that most of his guests were boring.
He has had, on at least one occasion, a close-up UFO sighting. In addition to this clearly physical dimension, Scott has also undergone an important personal transformation that has been the result of a shift in his attitude toward his experiences.
You see what I'm saying?
I do.
Now, I think that's a tolerably good statement, clear, of liberal political philosophy. And what that tells me is...
You know, and a lot of the people who do see beyond this artificial limitation, a lot of these people, their credibility suffers when they talk to others.
The status quo is not to your advantage unless you're already on top and have mastered it for decades.
Yes, well, of course, this is part of the anti-Semitism in Jung, was that so often, in his mind, he had this equation, Freud equals Jew, and by the same token, Jew equals Freud.
So art form encapsulates or expresses that more comprehensively and more effectively and on a higher level of sophistication than jazz.
Now, if you're one of those people, let me tell you your advantage. You're going to have to grow, which will make you happy, because you're not going to be happy just sitting on top doing nothing. But for most people in life, they're still pursuing a way to become better, more successful.
He had them on, but that was the format of the show.
He was
Fishing and all the. Know why he had them on, but himself not only criticized the president for being boring. Here, about 2 weeks earlier, told TV Guide that most of his guests were boring.
That's very interesting. I've never been able to get back to the team. It's, you know, I think they did lose. Whatever was trying to take them over did.
In a bloody world war against the fascist distortion, finally won at extreme cost. The second resulted in a long and bitter Cold War against the communist bloc.
I suddenly found myself focusing on the United States during the early years of this Cold War, the decade of the 50s. At this time, America stood successfully at the apex of what had been a 400-year preoccupation with secular materialism. Affluence and security had spread to include a large and growing middle class. And into this material success was born an enormous new generation, a generation whose intuitions would lead humanity toward a third great transformation.
Fuck, man! I can't keep talking like this. You're gonna fucking kill me! I'm gonna fucking die! Son of a bitch! I don't know what happened. Fuck! All I wanted in the world was to be a Catholic priest, live in a monastery, pray, serve God. I had one terrible fucking weakness, and it defocked me.
Which is the ultimate extension, elaboration, and refinement of the blues.
What's the title of the novel?
The Seven League Boots.
What's it about?
Well, let's say, now the Seven League Boots, of course, comes from Puss in Boots, right? It means you put on these magic boots and you get a longer stride, a more effective stride. But the epigraph in the book is the first statement, is a statement from the first paragraph of Kafka's The Castle, which says, "The castle hill was dark, hidden in mist, nor was there any evidence that a castle was there?" I should take it out of any narrow discussion of civil rights and back to the basic problems of existence. And say, in other words, an American vernacular approach to the meaning of life, which is what we do. We take the vernacular particulars, that is, the idiomatic particulars that that impinge most intimately on our everyday life, and if we're an artist, we try to process that or stylize that into a statement of universal significance, because if it is, then it's valid, it's comprehensive, and it's reliable. Just as in statistics.
And then I started to lose everything.
It's gonna be okay, Dan. You just talk to us on the record. We'll protect you. I guarantee it.
They get to you too. They'll destroy you. They're untouchable, man. I'm so fucking exhausted I can't see straight.
Grasping at another, there was no torment, there was no need for apology. It had already been worked through in the heart of the matter. And just this much, in his direct experience of his true nature, the ever connected, the ever uninjured and uninjurable, the deathless, he got the healing he took birth for. And it may be that we have all taken birth to taste our true nature. The word emptiness is scary. It's too bad we don't have a better word. The void is not empty. Emptiness is not hollow. Vacuum is not empty. Emptiness is not hollow. Vastness might be a better term.
I have a big fear. You know, it's the usual. What if I saw God and it was me? There was no there there. Just here, here, and me, me. Of course, that's kind of like the double secret sauce in a Big Mac. It's just a big come on, and has a lot of cholesterol. Or did I do a conundrum paradox kind of thing? For camouflage, of course. ZBC Radio Net, in place and in effect as I speak. It's too late for you. You can switch off right now, but you've been infected. The secret sauce, sonic variety, pumping out at Arlington, Virginia. O&I Tactical Media Unit. Don't worry, your president does not know about this project. But don't go looking to him for help. The Gary Geiserman Unit, speaking to you with all sincerity and humility and intimacy and vulnerability. And want me to purr like a cat? Wow. Out of Newton. A ball-busting community in the Eastern Triumvirate area, the Trilateral Bay State region, home of Indian killing. First kills were in the Commonwealth, and damn proud. Oh, that's the Thanksgiving thing. This is the Halloween story tonight. Kiss a Vampire for Christ. Till 2 o'clock. New Metaphysics. The new one, not the old Metaphysics. Not even physics. That's boring. A lot of boring things that people do in this country, you know that? And they're damn proud, maybe. They do it to make a living. People went through covered wagons and years and months of turmoil and strife, eating their own dogs and having their loved ones die of disease and famine to get somewhere. And now people do these boring, boring things with their lives. Well, not me, goddammit. I'm going to just have an interesting wasted life. And be damn proud. but ashamed, of course. Feeling like I am a defect, a subhuman, guilty of all crimable, punishable crimes, and in prison doing time. But I'll be damn proud.
As the words themselves state, the just powers of the government are derived from the consent of the governed.
And so anyway, after all of that, Stan had to sort of lay low for a while, and he just sort of ended up staying in Australia.
Well, Art, I had to give up my U.S. citizenship to keep from being extradited at the time that they were trying to get to the bottom of this, okay? I'd love to be back in the States.
Were they trying to prosecute you for anything? I mean, what was...
Well, I wasn't sure
like
how it was going to
go.
Because... Sorry, say again.
See, that's a delay.
Sorry, my fault.
No, just go on. It's just what was the reason? What were you...
were they trying
were
to prosecute you for...
There were a number of things, Bob. One of them was that...
There were a number of things. Oh, jeez. Can I just put the dog on? She wants to say something here.
I don't know. As I said to you, I was doing some undercover work for the FBI, and they deny, of course, that there were 700 of us doing.
Oh.
It's
sorry. It's a clear dog from Australia, believe me.
Planet. They've seen a bird out here, and they're trying to eat it.
That's all right. Well, the question is, Stan, were they trying to prosecute you, or were there threats on your life? How serious was
it? Both. When I went underground, they had really determined they were going to put me underground permanently in Melbourne.
Well, when
so
you
as
that
a result,
well,
I ran, and for a little over a year, I traveled in the Australian bush with, you know, let the hair grow out and wore the sunglasses and traveled with the hippies and whatever just disappeared. Finally, I got hungry and had to come back in. And when I did, I came in under an assumed name and worked for a while. But eventually, they caught up with me because I applied for work in companies and had to show my passport.
Can I interrupt you for a second? What was the threat that you presented to them?
Were they afraid of the information that you had?
Okay,
so that was their main concern, that you were running around with information that you could possibly divulge to someone else and...
Well, first of all, I would be able to identify them. I mean, I could identify, you know, like by name, the people who are head of it in the Aeronautic Research Center at Fishman's Bend in Melbourne, and in the Australian Club, who, of course, control the prime ministers of this country. And there was a number of things that I was privy to that would be rather embarrassing. But in their defense, let me say this. Now that I've had time to think about it, if I'd have been in their position and they were holding the secrets they were and were under the pressures they were, I would probably have ordered my execution as well.
And if the rules of the game are changing, it means, guess what? You are on an equal playing field with almost anybody else.
Boss, I'm telling you, something or somebody's putting tremendous heat on David Fair. If we sit on our behinds any longer, I don't think the guy's going to hold on.
Look at this bullshit. He keeps changing what he says. We can't possibly call him to a grand jury.
Watch the language, would you please?
My instinct is that Ferry's going to keep on deteriorating. We'll end up getting more out of him when he finally cracks.
Oh, bullshit! Now, if you start...
If we call him in now, he might freeze up. We'll lose the best shot we ever had.
You guys don't get it, do you? He can't go down any further. We got to protect him full time.
We don't have enough funds to protect anybody.
I know what you're going through with...
This generation grew up constantly reminded that they lived in the greatest country in the world, the land of the free,
with liberty and justice for all its citizens. Yet, as they matured, members of this generation found a disturbing disparity between this popular American self-image and actual reality. They found that many people in this land, certain racial minorities and women, were by law and custom definitely not free. By the 60s, the new generation was inspecting closely, and many were finding, other disturbing aspects of the United States self-image. For instance, a blind patriotism that expected young people to go into a foreign land to fight a political war that had no clearly expressed purpose and no prospect of victory.
I'll give you a fun example. I've been reading a lot of books recently because I've really wanted to master this experience of anticipation. I wanted to make it more of a science. So one of the things I started doing is reading a lot of books forecasting the future. So I went back and I reread Megatrends from years ago, and then I read Megatrends 2000, and then I read some of Toffler's books, and then I read Joel Barker's book on Future Edge, and just recently I finished reading Managing the Future. It's a simple little book on 10 driving forces of change in the 90s by Tucker. And as I started reading all these books, Faith Popcorn's book, obviously, The Popcorn Report, and then when I interviewed her, all of these people are making predictions about the future. And what I decided to do is I thought, well, this is really wonderful. But what I'm doing here is I'm getting everybody else's view of the future, which is really valuable information. But I want to know, how are they predicting it? That was one of my major goals in meeting with some of these individuals personally. How are they predicting the future? In other words, in life, what I used to do is I say, who is really successful at something? Something I want to master. And then I go find out what they're doing that makes them successful, and I do the same thing. I model their actions, and I get very similar results.
We change. There is no... matter and energy are not lost. Einstein proved this. So there's constantly...
Okay, on a microscopic level, I agree with you. I pick up carpet, become part of the fiber... intermingle, I understand. Right. It's the larger concept that we see in science fiction, like the story you told, John, about turning into a cougar, into a jaguar.
It's a matter of energy fields. What we really are is energy. And our atoms, from a scientific standpoint, are held together by these energy fields.
I thought it was the reverse. That matter was the most real thing, and any of these so-called invisible fields were less and less real. And only some of them even existed, like wind or air. Okay, electricity. All right, magnetism, but that's it. No more mulattoes in my race. At least that's what I learned in school.
Of great importance in this process has been the support of Scott's parents, especially his mother, Emily.
But even vastness has a limit, and who we are has no limit.
Now, the physical needs, spiritual needs is one thing. Another is my very power. My very power is at risk here, is being threatened, and is in jeopardy. It's being threatened, and it is also in jeopardy. The difference of those two words. I can threaten you, and I can also put you in jeopardy. Two things.
Never, never, never meant to hurt you. I've got to make you know. Please believe the
little child she was, but also fierce killer, now capable of the ruthless pursuit of blood with all a child's demanding.
From which it follows that if a people, in ratifying a constitution, endows its government with the power to tax in order to pursue the purposes of that instrument, then consent in all politically meaningful senses has occurred, and it is impossible to talk about taxation as coercion.
That I worked on, the electrical energy was merely a byproduct. That was not how the entire craft operated. That's where the 115 came in.
Now, the other thing I noticed here is you're using gravity wave A and gravity wave B focus fields.
Mm-hmm.
In the stuff we were working on, the field we would generate was in a toroidal field that would curl.
Well, that's exactly how this was generated. It was essentially in a torrid around the craft.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I just have some of the animators gave me some fantastic graphics that I haven't really been able to post anywhere, but I did want to put them up on the web somewhere because there are a lot of people that are interested in the actual propagation of the gravity field, and I was just about to give those to the guys that handle our webpage, and you'd be... it might be worth having a look at that.
What's the website?
Is
it on your site?
Yeah, just go to my site and you'll be able to jump right over. Stan, we're out of time.
If I remember, I have just met with Barry and we're now going over things. Let's see. Well, this is, as I said, when I first realized exactly what was going on, what the implications were, and precisely what I'd be doing.
Two personality was some kind of mystic. Now, Jung says that he went into medicine and then into psychiatry so that the scientific and the rationalist side of him would predominate. But if you read the interesting material that Richard Knowles unearthed on Jung's dabbling in spiritualism, you can see that he quite clearly felt a powerful need to do this, possibly to save himself.
And he didn't even know why he had them on, but that was the format of the show.
He was
musicians and all the media trainers that they have, so they can get their soundbite and learn how not to answer questions and deflect questions. And even the whole debate now about campaign finance reform, everybody is concerned about where did the money come from? Did it come from China? Did it come from this company or that company? And nobody's asking where did the money go? And it went right back into television commercials, right back into the media. And what has happened is that in many communities across America, there were more political ads on the news than political reports or political coverage.
So you want to catch him setting up blackmail? I bring my camera, we go from there.
Seekers, now I've seen it all.
An ancient Earthoid!
What's that? Looks like a big fried egg.
Now we be ourselves to millions of you.
Oh, no.
Now you will enter the golden age of universal understanding.
It can't be. It's them.
Wait, wait, now. There's only one guy down there. Hello, Fox. Where did everybody go?
They...
one that's sitting almost on the ground, and there's a fence post right on the bottom. Billy took to taking the pictures with known objects in the foreground because, of course, everyone was challenging the pictures and wanted to some frame of reference so they could see the size. So.
It's an antenna. What is that?
It is a little antenna. How many of you are into astrology? Maybe a show of hands here. Or have some basis of, at least you enjoy it, right?
Right.
The antenna, its purpose, it's a detector for different types of energies. And on one particular occasion, they borrowed Billy's camera to try out a little test and used our earthly film to take some pictures of Jupiter and were testing it against the results they were getting with the antenna. It seems that they can sense different kinds of energies that come off of planets and fields of energies that move through the universe, and they sample those energies and then weigh it against our thought processes. I remember on one particular occasion when they borrowed Billy's camera, when they returned it, they told him that some unusual energies were coming off of Jupiter, and there was a pretty good, high probability that most people in the Northern Hemisphere would be grumpy for a few days.
And admired figure? A devoted father, a loving husband? Well, I've also published nearly 2 papers a year for the last 7 years, and not a fundamental piece of work in the lot. I sit around the living rooms of other young married faculty members talking infantile masturbation, who's sucking up to the head of the department whose tenure is hanging by a thread. Emily's quite content to go on with this life. She insists she's in love with me, whatever that is. What she means is she prefers the senseless pain we inflict on each other to the pain we would otherwise inflict on ourselves.
Yet it wasn't until some time had passed that an obvious fact occurred to me about Claudia. I suppose from the expression on your face you've already guessed. And you wonder why I didn't. Her body, the boy said. She was never to grow up. The vampire nodded. She was to be the demon child. Forever, he said. Yet more and more her doll-like face seemed to possess 2 totally aware adult eyes, and innocence seemed lost somewhere with neglected toys and with the loss of a certain patience. There was something dreadfully sensual about her lounging on the settee in a tiny nightgown of lace and stitched pearls. She became an eerie and powerful seductress. I was aghast at such moments. She would sit on my lap, whispering to me softly I would never be as grown up as she until I knew that killing was the more serious thing, not the books, the music. Let me dress you. Let me brush your hair, I would say to her out of old habit, aware of her smiling and watching me with a thin veil of boredom over her expression. Do as you like, she breathed into my ear as I bent down to fasten her pearl buttons. Only kill with me tonight. You never let me see you kill, Louis. She wanted a coffin of her own now, which left me more wounded than I would let her see.
You know, when I was in New York recently, I was talking to a friend of mine on the other coast. And I sensed an urgency in his voice that I'd never heard before. I said, baby, you sound down. What's going on? He said, it just seems these days when I need anybody, they're not around. I said, you know what? Hang in there. I'm going to get right back to you. Well, I hung up and I made myself a reservation, a late-night reservation on MGM Grand Airways. A late-night flight into L.A. And I got in and I rented myself a Mercedes convertible. And I was driving up Mulholland and I popped into Trader Joe's and picked up a chilled bottle of Cristal. And I got to his door and I knocked hard several times and he didn't answer right away. And there was a moment that I panicked, that I thought he'd done something rash. But when he finally came to the door, I'd never seen him look worse. I said, "Mister, you look like hell." He grabbed me. He was so happy to see me. I said, "I just want you to know something. If you should ever need me, I'll be here in a hurry. On that you can depend. And baby, please, don't ever worry." No. A winter storm can stop me, baby, if you should call. And then we sat around on high bar stools around his butcher block kitchen table, eating cold chicken and Mrs. Fields chocolate chip cookies. And I was quiet for a while. And then I finally turned to him. I said, "Look, nobody ever promised you it was going to be easy being celebrity communists. And I know Gary Hart let you down. Who the hell didn't he disappoint over and over? But, mister, if this is about Ishtar, I'm getting up right now and walking out of your life forever. Because that's too self-indulgent for even me." And he grabbed me by the wrist and hurt me and said, "No." I said, "Listen, if you should ever need me, I'll be here in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry. No wind or rain or winter storm can stop me, baby, if you should call."
Yeah. What a truly great woman. And now she sings.
From going mad, and he did always fear hereditary madness. Okay, right, well, he then goes into his early hospital work in Zurich. And tries to make himself a scientist. Now, I think the really important thing about Freud for Jung was that here was a man who enabled him to make sense of both aspects of his life. Psychoanalysis provided a means whereby the science of psychology could be dovetailed with his interest in the occult and his interest in spiritualism, and it proved to him, in a sense, that he was a whole person.
Now we have some fun. More fun than a human being should be allowed to have.
A very, very prominent person, extremely prominent person, came into the elevator. And she was as interested in the elevator operator and in her relationship with him as with this person that she knew well. And I was just kind of overpowered by the presence of this person, intimidated, and I just never got over this sense of what it means to be a respecter of all persons in the same way.
Wow.
And then my father, he never was a person who would talk about himself and about his things. He says, because if you do, you might make other people who don't have those things or those opportunities feel lessened to some degree.
Decided to become a professor, and then how did that evolve into the Seven Habits?
Well, when I did my undergraduate and then I did my mission work, I became very interested in training, developing leaders. So when I went to the Harvard Business School, I focused on the human side in the second year, where you were given a lot of electives. And then I decided we had a good family business going. It was a three-generation business, but I think that my father really found most of his satisfactions working on that project I mentioned.
Let me put it differently, but to the same end. If there are any legitimate powers of government, and both members of Team A say that they are, unless you believe that government can carry out its legitimate purposes, whatever they are, without human and material resources, you must endorse the conclusion.
Just being is enough. Just on. How few moments in our life has just on been sufficient?
Sense of primordial?
Yes. In the sense of the most ancient.
I'd like to try it. Do you think they'd let me join their ritual?
Oh, they seem like agreeable people.
And a certain number of these people want that credibility problem because they're more into rebelling than they are into actually practicing, a new metaphysics. But, it's always refreshing to hear somebody say, look, I turned myself into a chair and then I turned myself back into my physical body. And I was conscious throughout. What do you think about it? You know? And, I find that always, Paradoxical everything you would say is, but also at the same time, the more paradoxical the things you are saying is, the more non-paradoxical it would appear to you.
has the, says they have their shit together, they're usually standing in it at the time. There's fear. Because where does growth occur but at our edge? Growth occurs, obviously, it's expanding into the unknown. Growth occurs in unexplored territory. On the way to sacred emptiness, moments of intense fear. In spiritual growth, moments of dread, even terror. As aspects of what we call ego fall away. St. John, Dark Night of the Soul. When the old has fallen away, but the new has not quite appeared yet, has not quite risen yet. And I know there are many people in this room that are in that interstice, that space between the old mind and new arisals, new presences in just as much.
Just as disturbing was the culture's spiritual practice. The materialism of the previous 400 years had pushed the mystery of life and death far into the background.
Let's take an entire bottle of Prolor. He died pretty quick.
Either a heart storm or a ruptured blood vessel in the brain.
Uh-huh. Can you ascertain if there's prolloid in his system?
Not in a routine autopsy. But if we looked at the spinal fluid, there might be a high level of iodine, but it's difficult to know. What you thinking, Jim?
Let's see him!
I know, it doesn't make sense, Nick. I mean, the man's afraid of dying, but he kills himself in a way that leaves no trace.
I'm extremely warm.
But he leaves two unsigned suicide notes.
If it's a suicide, I've seen weirder, Jim.
The fact is, he's gone, Chief, and so is our case.
Unless we go for Shaw now.
With whose testimony? Willie O'Keefe, a male prostitute? Jack Martin, a drunk? Vernon Bundy, a dope fiend? Shaw's got respects, Lou. Newspaper editors, American Bar Association.
I agree with Bill.
You wait.
Good
Shaw's
yet.
Gonna get whacked. Now, how many corpses is it gonna take before you lawyers figure out what's
you
going
watch
on?
You watch your mouth, Barry did this to himself. Where you going, boss?
I don't know, Bill. I just don't know.
Sí, está todo bien para ti participar en la ceremonia.
He says it's all right for you to participate in the ceremony.
Good. Ask him what kind of an experience I can expect. Are they gathering these mushrooms for the ritual?
No, they're being housed for next year. Brook off!
¿Qué clase de experiencia puede esperar mi amigo?
Su alma regresará a su primera alma.
Your soul will return to the first soul.
Ask him what this first soul will look like.
¿Cómo es la primera alma?
Es la materia encriada.
Is unborn stuff.
Entonces usted se lanzará en el vacío.
Then you will propel into the void.
Usted verá una mancha.
You will see a spot.
La mancha se convertirá en una grieta.
The spot will become a crack.
Esta es la grieta entre la nada.
This is the crack between the nothing.
De esta nada saldrá su alma encriada.
And out of this nothing will come your unborn soul.
The cleaver and chopped up. And hand me some of the ginger, the stuff there that's chopped up there.
You want to know something else? This is really weird. I went to see his sister Nora to talk to her about it. But I couldn't. I stopped myself.
see change too.
Do you think I'm crazy?
No. Do you want to go see my friend David Kibner?
The psychiatrist?
Not like that. I mean, you talk to him, I mean, he will put things into perspective for you.
She has attended conferences on the subject of abductions, come regularly to my monthly support group meetings, and volunteered to undergo hypnosis with me in order to understand more deeply her own experiences and the ways that she can more fully support Scott and his sister Lee.
That the government that has been created has the right to mobilize the resources needed to carry out its legitimate purposes.
But then she ran suddenly toward me and clutched at me with a human desperation. I don't want it if it hurts you, she confided. I'll stay with you always, but I must see it. Don't you understand? A coffin for a child.
Many found the churches and synagogues full of pompous and meaningless ritual. The attendance seemed more social than spiritual, and the members too restricted by a sense of how they might be perceived and judged by their onlooking peers. As the vision progressed, I could tell that the new generation's tendency to analyze and judge arose from a deep-seated intuition that there was more to life than the old material reality took into account.
We can accept the energy field of what we have come to call the other, a plant, a chair, a jaguar, and enter into that energy field, we become that other, which in fact all along we were one and the same as from a shamanic standpoint. We
have you ever shapeshift?
Yes, I have.
What have you shapeshifted into?
Well, this is a very interesting story.
We have to hit a break. I just want to know what you turned yourself into.
A chair.
Hello. A chair.
A chair. And I did this in front of my teenage daughter, who's very skeptical about such things. She's seen it. It's written up in vivid description and detail in the book. And I ran that by her before I put it in the book. And I said, Jessica, is this something you can absolutely live with? Is this how you remember it exactly? And this very skeptical teenage daughter reads this over and she says, yep, Dad, I'll swear to it.
Wow, you must have been a big hit with her.
It's loud. And the basic response of the American people to this seems to be a big tune out and turn off.
Repetition. Over and over and over and over again. It's a beep.
So, you know, everyone is already prepared for this. Subconsciously, everybody knows about it, agrees with every word I've said, and is driving headlong into the abyss of seeming confusion, chaos.
Is there a caucus of rats in the air conditioning system?
I can't hear you, Eric.
Walter, have you any opinion on all we've heard so far?
I can't hear you, Eric, but it does now seem that, yes, we'll soon be reestablishing contact with Charles B. Smith at the Forbidden City at Monster Island, where presumably the president has finally stopped crying and is preparing himself for the evening launch attempt. We'll go out to launch, or whatever happens.
And now, here's more from the convention. After your local station's most important message.
Tension and relaxation.
Now, that's what I'm always kind of trying to do
with my genre films. I don't know if I'm succeeding or not, but that's the attempt.
God created man's image, a swinger, to be found in gay bars and in jazz hands.
And then we went for that long walk down the hallway to his bedroom, where we sat on crisp white linen Pertese sheets. We smoked grass and talked. We did some ecstasy and talked a lot more. We talked about the state of mankind, the decline of Western civilization, and what the hell we were going to do to stop it. And just when I got so depressed, I felt like I was going to have a nervous breakdown, he rolled me over and started kissing me, like he hadn't kissed me in years. And I wanted that man. I wanted him inside of me. But all of a sudden, I said, stop.
Do you have any rubbers? Would you mind putting one on? While you're at it, make it two. And I would feel just a little bit better if you would apply some spermicidal jams and jellies to the area. Oh, baby, it's no reflection on how much I care about you. We all know you've been around. I stopped in the name of love. But I just want you to know that no matter where, no matter how far, I want you to be able to look up in the sky and wish on your lucky star. Because if you should ever need me, I'll be here in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no river wide enough to keep me from you. Ain't no mountain high enough.
The new generation sensed a new spiritual meaning just beyond the horizon. Why did you tell her? Asked the boy.
How could I not tell her? The vampire looked up in mild astonishment.
Oh. And it was a great party, man. We had champagne, cocaine. Frankie got some porno tapes to, like, warm up the chicks, man. The nice ones, man. The kind with, like, stories in them and stuff. One of them was funny, man. One of them was really funny. It was like, wait a second. Wait. All right, this is it, right? It's a girl, right? It's a girl. She's in her house. She's ironing her clothes, right? There's a knock on the door. She goes, who is it? Guy outside goes, it's the milkman. I have something for you, right? This guy comes in, right? I don't think it was like a real milkman or nothing, okay? But like the guy comes in, they start doing it right on the ironing board, right? Bomb it, bomb it, bomb it, bomb it, bomb it, bomb, right? Very tastefully done. Very sensual, very nice, okay? So they do it, they do it. Finally, he leaves. She goes back to ironing. All right, she's ironing. Then I knock on the door. She goes, who is it? Guy outside goes, wait a minute. Oh, yeah. UPS, UPS. I have something for you, right? This guy comes in. He's got a box, right? He's bringing this box in like this, right? She opens it up. His dick's inside her. I never would have guessed it in a million years, man. Huh? There's a hole in the box. He was all, his dick was going through the hole, man.
Finally, it's a mission life. Would you tell us a little bit about what you observed with regard to the nature of the wound to the skin?
Well, I made measurements of these wounds. All the measurements are made after I personally inspect the wounds and approximate and realign the edges to make them conform more with their appearance as a stab wound, because
and they begin to explore other less known religions and spiritual points of view.
In the room, this is a lab off the main hallway, and in the room is one of the reactors from one of the crafts and one of the amplifiers from one of the crafts also.
How big are these?
The reactor, I would imagine, is about 2 feet, somewhere between 18 inches, 2 feet, somewhere in that general area.
Not really big, then.
No, not large at all. Yeah, odd-looking thing. Has a bottom plate and then half of a sphere on top of it. The amplifier itself is about 2 feet in diameter, probably 4 feet long, cylindrical shape, with something that would look like plate on the outside of it, black in color. You know, these are very unusual and essentially hollow, very, very unusual looking devices. This isn't actually the amplifier that I always catch myself calling it that. It's the emitter. It's the device that is moved on a pivot, and it's where the gravity wave actually is or emanates from. Quite similar to a horn on a microwave system. As it turns out, gravity waves behave a lot more like microwaves. At least the gravity waves that are being produced by this system do.
And that's really dangerous, no matter what ideology you have. If you're conservative, progressive, liberal, whatever, if people just are tuning out of politics and are just getting totally absorbed in the entertainment, sports, culture, all ideas are equally anathema. You know, there's an old joke about the guy who says, I'm an anti-communist, and the other guy says, I don't care what kind of communist you are.
See, they both happen simultaneously. So the more you talk about a true paradox, the more real it is and more clear it is to you. A certain number of these people want that credibility problem because they're more into rebelling than they are into actually practicing, a new metaphysics. But it's always refreshing to hear somebody say, "Look, I turned myself into a chair, and then I turned myself back into my physical body."
today's special day. Thinking back 2 years ago, slept my very last night in the Auckland, New Zealand prison, maximum security, with my roommate, happened to be named Gary, 27 brothers and sisters adopted by a naval commander. Parents died as a child. Anyway, leader of a political movement in the Maori land rights struggle, also practicing shaman, decided he'd send me away. That's the best goodbye only 22-year-old Ivy League pissant could ask for. That's to disappear. And when he came back, he said he was just me. So maybe that faith in the uninitiated does exist. Spirit. Gold. Redneck mines no longer grow erosion vines out of the grassy knolls of lost democracy, I guess, in America. So travel and see the end, the bottom of the barrel. Oh yeah, I heard the OJ verdict 15 seconds after it happened. The cheers rumbling through.
The voice of America. All right, thanks a lot. The ZBC Global Radio Net still evidencing pulmonary signs of life. You know, morphogenic resonance, the sound of one hand clapping kind of thing. You too could be a sushi chef if you have a lifetime to commit. Or do the Reader's Digest version. We're going to make gospel out of that Reader's Digest one of these days. You wait. Everybody is right. You know that's one of the laws. Everything is true. Global ZBC Net, 90.3 around here. You know, like modern classical physics. Everything's true. Some place, even if it's a very, very small and quick place. Anyway, I personally am on a campaign to end crop circles, or at least some of them, by absorbing them into my brain. And body, of course. Don't leave the body out. Of course, I have to clear out a bit of anger first so I can see and become smarter. That's the new, it's like jet skiing or something. That's a new thing on Earth. Right after Coke and hookers is getting more smart. Of course, there's always Coke and hookers. But now there's intelligence as well. Getting a big jolt out of yourself, but not leaving anyone out, like has been done in past transgressions. Anyway, I'll be heading on out to the great pink void in search of ever vanishing pink noise, as is my custom and my people. Trying to get the what's that broad's name? I'll think of it in a minute. I think my headphones just almost went out. Nope, we're still on the air. See y'alls. See you all next Thursday, 10 o'clock. Remember, speak with colloquialisms, but say smart things. It's a kick, man. I ain't kidding either. I think my headphones are fading here. I need more ions around me to bathe in. Get a jism jolt out of. I need more media. I mean a lot more. I need about several exponential increase of media. In fact, I want to merge with SAME and deliver the message from Garcia to myself through the entire course of the Olympiad without even having to towel off. If you drift with me, my friend. And I know you share the same dream and vision as I. I am thou kind of thing on the ZBC net down here, sub-basement, the killing town of Newton. Not only the home, but the enforcer of Newtonian physics. And you know what that's like. I don't have to tell you. You watch TV. You've seen it. And you experience it at home, too. Art Bell on the air right now at 680 AM, WRKO. Till 5 AM every weekday night. The A-list of fringe freakoids. Not the really, really raunchy, wrinkly kind, but certain sector of freaky people these days. Mostly UFOs and conspiracy activities. But fun stuff. On right now, 680 AM, and artbell.com for a cool webpage. Rasa.com/NM for my page. Soon to have email, in case you listeners want to email me. Without any intent to harm, however. That would be email me. And the song goes on. Keep mumbling it in rhythm to yourself, and next Thursday at 10 o'clock, turn on my show and we'll be in sync, I guarantee it. Unless I'm assassinated by a government operative before then. I don't think that'll happen because I don't make enough money. And I'm afraid of life. Don't like to go out very much. So I don't think anyone knows about me. But ain't that the way it is here on the planet for everyone? In your own way, of course. Put enough words in there before the period. It will apply to you, which is what you want. So until that day, when there's plenty of coke, hookers, and ionic bathing space, we'll meet again. The Overnight Show at 2. Forgot the name of it for the moment. But those guys are here and they're going to kick your ass. Here at the ZBC. Legoland, coming up. And I was conscious throughout.
So anyways, they do it. Finally, he leaves, takes his dick with him, all right? She goes back to ironing. She's ironing kind of slow now, right? So she's kind of like this, right? Not a knock on the door. She goes, "Who is it?" No answer. Right? So she goes to the door to see who it is, right? She looks outside. There's nobody out there. She opens the door up. There's nobody out there. She looks down, Joey. There's a dog out there, right? The dog comes trotting in, starts licking her feet, licking her legs, licking her knees. I can't watch it, right? I'm like this, right? I mean, what am I going to tell a priest in confession, right? Yeah, I was watching dog porno tapes. Yeah, right. They love that stuff, right? It'll be 15 million Hail Marys, 20 million Our Fathers. I don't have time for that shit, right? So I'm like this. I'm not looking, right? The babe I'm sitting with, she's watching the whole thing, Joey. No, no, she's really watching. She's like, I like toys to her. I goes, does stuff turn you on? She goes, sure, why not? Like it's the most normal thing in the whole world, right? Best of the night, I'm checking myself for fleas, you know what I'm saying? Food, man, I got the food together. You know how you always run out of potato chips? I got like 50 bags of potato chips, man. The nice kind, the ripple kind. I got like some nice clam dip from the 7-Eleven. No expense was spared, man. I'm sitting there, I'm sitting on the couch, and I'm thinking to myself, Joey, I'm telling you, I'm thinking, this is the best party I ever been to in my life, man. I'm sitting here, I'm doing everything I love to do in the whole world, man.
Apparently they were. It is wintertime, so if we were to walk outside right now and kind of turn, face south, throw our heads clear back as far as we could and look up in the air, we would see the Pleiades. And they would... These are names, by the way, given by our own astronomers. They're not Pleiadian names. This is the area that they come from. Back in that system back in there, there's a little area of 254 blue suns, and that's the area where the Pleiadians come from. This is an artist drawing of our galaxy. And off to the left there, you can see where it says sun's position. That's put on there so you can get an idea of where we live. You've all heard the expression light year. Light year is the theoretical distance that light would travel in a year's time, all things staying consistent. We are told by the Pleiadians that if we were to leave our solar system where it says sun's position there and journey to the center of our galaxy, it's approximately 53,000 light years to the center of our galaxy. Now, light travels at 186,000 miles in 1 second. Just in that short space of time, light would go around the Earth 7 times. But that's only 1 second. Now, if you go 60 times that, that's a minute, and then times an hour, times a day, times a week, times a month, times a year, that's a light year. Okay, so if you take 53,000 of those, that's how long it's going to take light to get to the center of our galaxy. So on the scale of the universe, light is a pretty slow thing. This means that our own galaxy is over 120 or 130,000 light years in diameter. Here's kind of a view if you flew up on top of our galaxy and could look down. You could see approximately where we are at. We're kind of out on the suburbs down here. That little box, by the way, we are in there. These Pleiadian beings that are visiting Billy Meyer, the Pleiades is only about 400 to 450 light years distance from Earth. So on the scale of things, it's just in the neighborhood.
Gape at the center. And the only way to get an estimation or an approximation of the true length of the wound is to align the edges by twisting the skin or pushing the skin into alignment. So all
Thank you.
with their feelings about the media, you're going to find, you know, a chorus of complaint. And I think this is across the country. And what I think I'm advocating is that we take this very seriously, and that we, among other things, try to teach media literacy in our schools, because our kids spend more time in the living room watching TV than in the classroom. And I think they need to learn more about how to develop critical viewing skills about television and about their media choices. And I think that the media has to try to do a little better job at providing more background and informative programming, and they're not doing it. It's going quite in the opposite direction. Radio, network television, and local news. And I've come to the feeling that the news, as we have it in America, is really dumbing down the nation, is turning off the American public, is not informing us. In fact, is what Larry Gelbart, who created MASH, called Weapon of Mass Distraction.
Now is that we're at a point of quickening, to borrow a phrase from your book.
Yes.
We're at a point where the Wright brothers have already flown on this one when it comes to free energy.